Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
It's a new year, a new month. Are you guys so excited for 2017? I just cannot even tell you how excited I am that it is the new year. Welcome back to our podcast. I took a week off there for the new year. My kids were still out of school, and then we've gotten snow here, so they were home even more. So anyway, we just took a week off, and now we're back. So today I want to talk about having a word for your year, or maybe a couple of words. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's something called Power Sheets, and they're, I think the website is Cultivate. I'm not totally sure, but if you Google Cultivate Power Sheets, they'll come up. But it's basically a goal planner, and the first few pages of this thing that I'm working through have been so therapeutic. I can't even tell you. It has prompts and questions that you answer. What are things you're going to let go? Things in the past that you're going to let go of? What did you learn last year? How are you going to apply that to this year? I mean, it's just been great. But I came across the section where you choose a word for your year. And then I started on my January section, and it has you choose a word for the month. And I love that. I haven't ever chosen a word for the specific month. So a word for the year, if you've never done this, it's kind of... it goes back, we've talked a little bit about mission and vision statements, and I really feel like everybody should have a mission statement for their business, for life, to make sure that everything you do, you can measure up against that mission statement. Different ideas you're presented with. There's so many things that we can say yes to. There's so many good ideas out there, but do those good ideas measure up against your mission? Do they further what your purpose is and your calling is in life? And if they don't, then you may have to say no to some of those really good things so that you can say yes to the great things, the things that do fit right into your mission, right into your calling, and will further your purpose. And when that happens, when all those stars align, you will feel energized. You will not have your energy zapped by these things trying to be and do things that you're not. That's why I think the mission statement, the vision statements are so important, because it just helps us stay in our lane and focused on what our calling is. And that way we are just more, energized, passionate people, and we'll be more successful overall. So all of that comes back to, for 2017, what is a word that could sum up the entire year for you? You know, what has God been laying on your heart, for this year? I look back on 2016, I didn't have a word for it. Mark had called it the year of leadership. So that's I took that as my own, not on purpose. I just found myself, in a new role with the company. More people started to know who I was. And in the past, I've tried to fly under the radar. You guys know that about me. And then this podcast kind of popped up. So for me, I kind of took that on. But I could also say the word learning. 2016 was the year of learning for me as well. And I think a lot of you could relate to that. But for 2017, I wanted to be proactive and figure out a word that I could measure up, measure everything against, and a word that would always bring me back, to everything that I've learned from 2016. And you may not be surprised, but what keeps coming up for me is this redemption. This word called the redemption, redeemed. And for me, there's a couple of reasons. I won't go into it much because you're going to have a different word. But for me, God always redeems everything that we go through. He redeems every situation for His glory. And that's how I feel about my 2016, is all of those lessons that He taught me, everything that I went through personally, professionally, He's going to redeem all of that struggle in 2017 and do miraculous things. And then the other side of that, in sports, if you try so hard for it to meet a goal or to get to a championship and you just miss it, that next year is your year of redemption, where it's your comeback year, and God, and you can write your own comeback story. And for me, it's God's comeback story not just for me, but for my whole team, for all of it works, for Mark, for Cindy. I feel like it just speaks to me, the year of redemption. The other two words are restoration and resurrection, and all of those kind of, you know, are synonyms, and they just get me excited for 2017 because I know that's what's going to happen for all of us. And then a word for the month. I was just working through this in my Power Sheets book, and I think my word for January is just the word start. Because for me, you know, Mark on his leadership call, he talked about you just have to go through that first green light. You don't have to have all of the lights green before you move your car forward through the intersection. And for me, that's the word start. Like, I don't know the plan fully for 2017. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I know if I just start, if I start planning, if I take action on those plans, if I start doing the things that I'm good at and I enjoy and give me energy again, I think that's what January is for me. My word is start. So I would challenge you today, keep working on those mission vision statements if you don't have them completed yet, and then work on the word of the year for yourself. Work on what a word that is going to bring you back on the hard days, get you pumped up and ready for this year, you know, kind of think about that. And then for your month, start thinking about words for each month as well. I would love to hear some of these. So for those of you who listen to my podcast, shoot me a message. If you feel led, shoot me a message and tell me your word for the year, word for the month. I get super inspired from you leaders at It Works because we're all in this together and we're all learning all the time together. So I would love to hear those from you. And I'm, again, guys, I'm super excited for 2017 and I cannot wait to see everything that we do together. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.